I did one TV commercial. I want you to know I sold out. But I sold out to Stan Freberg. Isn't that lovely? God, I'm lucky. I've known Stan about 5 years now. And he's one of the most remarkable people I've ever known. He's the kind of guy, too. He's just like all of you. He'll call me on the phone and we'll talk for hours. I mean, it's fantastic. When he gets an idea going, he wants to just talk about it. And so there's no way to get him off the phone, you know? And it's all beautiful. And I'm a dreadful audience for him. I laugh at everything he says. And I keep telling him, Stan, I'm bad for you. You see, I'm not really a good critic. I love everything he does. And finally he called me one day about a year ago and he said, hey, we're doing a commercial about the brave new prune of the future. How would you like to star in it? Well, you know, I couldn't resist. So I did this job of playing Big Brother on a gigantic TV screen, watching people in the future eat these seedless prunes, you know, and criticizing the wrinkles along the way. And we started at 4 in the afternoon, we finished around 2 in the morning, and it's one of the jolliest days I've spent in my life. No work. This man is so sweet and so incredible to be with. I don't believe the commercial's been here on the coast yet. I haven't seen it. Has it? Really? Well, I haven't seen it. I know I've heard from people back east who've seen it. But if you happen to catch it, I think it's criminal, of course. They built this fabulous George Orwell set, very salt white and pure, almost as nice as the set that they used in The Illustrated Man. In fact, that was the best part of The Illustrated Man, was the set. And then they tear it down the next day. It kills me to see a thing torn down so fast.